Our next story is about wrongdoing of a very different kind, illegal fishing. Scientists tell us that the number of fish in our oceans is dropping because we are dangerously overfishing several species. So countries and international organizations try to limit catches and seal off areas where fish stocks have collapsed. But it's hard to catch those who breach these boundaries, especially out in the open sea. That's where SkyTruth wants to help. It's an environmental NGO that uses digital sensing and mapping technology, and they've just come out with a prototype tool called Global Fishing Watch. It tracks fishing vessels out at sea and reflects their activities on a map. David Manthos is communications director for SkyTruth. He explains how it works.
The prototype shows individual vessel information when you click on a track or cluster of fishing activity, brings up the information that we know about that vessel. And that information is derived from a technology called AIS. It's basically a transponder on tens of thousands of vessels worldwide and a number of fishing vessels. It's not much bigger than a microwave oven, and it sends out information about the vessel's identity, its location, the speed, the direction of travel. And that's how we're getting all of this information.
Do most fishing vessels that you're trying to track with this technology, do they have AIS?
In the past, fishing vessels operated on the premise that their fishing spots, their fishing grounds were proprietary information that only the captain knew where they were going. But as a safety precaution, more and more vessels are starting to use AIS so they don't get run down by container ships in the middle of the night. And more governments and fisheries management organizations are requiring AIS to be used so that they can track vessel activity in their waters.
So you'll have this thing, you can see the boats moving around. What would indicate to the person looking at it that a fishing vessel is doing something it shouldn't be doing?
Not all of the activity that we're showing is illegal fishing activity, and that's not even the only application of this tool. Because frankly, a lot of overfishing is legal. It's thousands of vessels pursuing collapsing fishing stocks around the world. What you can see from this is we've included marine park boundaries, national waters, so that you can see, in some cases, it's very obvious where foreign vessels come right up to the edge of an exclusive economic zone of a particular country, or in developing countries like off the coast of Africa, there's a free-for-all of fishing vessel activity that may or may not be legal, but it shows where areas are well-maintained, and it shows where areas aren't.
So say this tool is released. Who's going to be using it? And then what do they do if they see something they think is wrong? They see a fishing vessel that they think is fishing illegally or doing something wrong. What then happens?
If a government claims that we've made this protected area off limits to fishing, but in fact fishing continues to take place, then the citizens or conservation group can go to the media, can easily show the world, here's all the fishing activity from the past year. Are you really protecting this area? But also it can be positive reinforcement. Fishing vessels can say, look, we want to prove that we're the good guys. We want to prove that we don't fish in marine protected areas. We don't go where we're not supposed to. And you can see everywhere that we've been.
David Manthos is the communications director for SkyTruth, a group that's using satellite data to track the fishing fleets around the world. Thanks, David.
Thank you.